22nd Sunday in Year C, a reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus. My child, be gentle in carrying out your business, and you will be better loved than a lavish giver. The greater you are, the more humbly you should behave, and you will find favor with the Lord. For great though the power of the Lord is, he is glorified by the humble. For the disease of the proud there is no cure, since an evil growth has taken root there. The heart of the sensible will reflect on parables. An attentive ear is the sage's dream. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. God, in your goodness, you have made a home for the poor. God, in your goodness, you have made a home for the poor. But the righteous shall rejoice at the presence of God. They shall exult with glad rejoicing. O sing to God, make music to his name. Extol the one who rides on the clouds. The Lord is his name, exult at his presence. God, in your goodness, you have made a home for the poor. Father of orphans, defender of widows, such is God in his holy place. God gives the desolate a home to dwell in. He leads the prisoners forth into prosperity. God, in your goodness, you have made a home for the poor. You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your inheritance was weary, you restored them. When your people dwelt there, O God, you provided amply for them in their need. God, in your goodness, you have made a home for the poor. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. You have not come to something accessible to the senses, a blazing fire, or gloom, or total darkness, or a storm, or trumpet blast, or a voice speaking, which made the hearers beg that no more should be said to them. But you have come to Mount Zion, and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, where the millions of angels have gathered for the festival, with the whole assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven. You have come to God himself, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to sprinkled blood which pleads more insistently than Abel's. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Now it happened that on a Sabbath, Jesus had gone to share a meal in the house of one of the leading Pharisees, and they watched him closely. He then told the guests a parable, because he had noticed how they picked the places of honor. He said to them, "When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take your seat in the place of honor, in case a more distinguished person than you has been invited, and the person who invited you both may come and say, 'Give up your place to this person.' And then, to your embarrassment, you will have to go and take the lowest place. No, when you are invited, make your way to the lowest place and sit there, so that when your host comes, he may say, 'My friend, move up higher.' Then everyone with you at the table will see you honored, for everyone who raises himself up will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be raised up." Then he said to his host, "When you give a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or sisters or your relations or rich neighbors, in case they invite you back and so repay you. No, when you have a party, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Then you will be blessed, for they have no means to repay you, and so you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.